Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Calling a Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you basically about setting your house in order. And you know, one thing I was doing this morning in my prayer time was really asking God exactly what it is that we are called to do in this season. Of course, there's a lot of things we're called to do, is it not? I mean, there's a lot of things personal God lays upon our heart individually, something that is unique for each one of us. You know, it's like what we call the personal prophetic word, you know, that comes into our spirit from God. But then there's other times where God says strong, general, when I mean general, I mean more a public prophetic word to where the body of Christ or even those who listen can begin to grab a hold, have an ear to hear, and begin to set their house into order. And one of the things God was speaking to me was it's time to pay off bills. You know, and one thing I teach within our School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics, which by the way, has actually set a lot of people free from debt, bondage. I mean, we teach everything from the spiritual aspect of what wealth and poverty is, and then also the hands-on credit card, how to deal with those things. So it's powerful. But one of the things we teach in our school of the School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics is basically that principle of looking at your credit card debt, looking at where you are right now in your life. And the problem is we suffer from lack of knowledge, so a lot of people really don't understand how to get out of debt. And what they do is they pay the minimum balance, they do this, they do that. And there's techniques and things that you can learn that most companies don't want you to know, or either they don't really, you know, because it basically causes them to lose interest. And so there's a lot of secrets and things that most people don't know, and they pay the minimum balance and they never get out of debt. In fact, they end up paying thousands upon thousands of dollars more to the credit card companies, and yet what happens is, guess what, you just basically paid someone's salary, you know, for the full year by the time your life is over on credit card debt and on interest rates. And so, you know, one of the things we teach on that is how to get out of debt. The other thing God laid upon my heart is learning how to set in motion your life as far as building the boundaries of your life, what it is that you want and you desire to do in your life. You know, in my church recently, I've been teaching on hearing the voice of God, and yet I'm beginning to teach even this Sunday about taking that voice and empowering your life, your prayer life, your family life, your job life with that voice, putting the voice into action. And one of the things I'll teach you guys here on the broadcast, and you'll notice this sort of consecutively, I always talk about prophetic words, or I talk about the voice of God, because we can't live without that voice. And one of the things when we deal with our lives as far as setting boundaries and what it is we want in our lives, as far as what it is I desire, is we waste so much time. Now, when I say this, listen to me. We waste so much time in prayer. But yet, prayer to me, without the action behind it of faith, gets you absolutely nowhere. You've got to have faith, but you've got to have action behind your faith. And the Bible backs that up. And a lot of times people, they waste their time praying so much to beg God, plead with God, give me a word, God, give me an answer. What do I do in my life here and there? And the thing that we forget about is this, and it's hard when people, especially in life coaching, those that I counsel and those I do life coaching sessions for, it's hard when you get someone like that who says, I can't hear God at all this season, you need to hear God for me. And even though God has sent prophets to hear for people, we have to remember, yes, you do hear from God. The problem is you don't know how to tune into God. It's not that you're ever going to go to a place where you're so out there that you can't hear the voice of God. That when you're out there, quote unquote, on a limb, what, you know, maybe through circumstances, situations, problems you're dealing with, you have to come to the place of responsibility and maturity where you actually are hearing the voice of God. The problem is God has just shifted, or either you have shifted. And therefore, not only do you need to present to Him a new ear to hear by basically restructuring yourself, repositioning yourself, and realize that if God is changing the way He's speaking to you, or either you have sort of stepped out of a certain zone, then guess what happens is God's still speaking to you. You just have to realign with what it is and how it is He is presenting Himself to you in a new season. And therefore, you know, I'll tell people this. God can speak to you, you know, through your spirit, through your mind. He can speak through an emotion. I know several prophets who actually can feel how God is speaking to them, almost like a vibrational feel. I know certain prophets who get a gut feeling, you know, and know it's God. I know certain prophets like myself who actually, I open my mouth spontaneously and God just rushes through it. And I hear him several different ways. And I've trained my five senses. I've trained my body, soul, and spirit how to hear God, you know, for myself and other people in that way. So even when I'm going through a hard time, I never tell myself, God, I can't hear you. No, I can hear God. The problem is my spirit is hearing it, but my soul, my mind, will, and emotions has not lined up to what it is and how it should look and appear in the new day that I'm living in. And so really the responsibility is not on God. The responsibility is on me. And so through all of that, A, you know, we look at credit card debt. B, build boundaries as far as what it is that you desire for your life. And I said all that to say this. Building boundaries and deciding what it is you want in your life is going to hold a lot of detailed work, not to waste so much time in prayer, but realize that once you have prayed, believe God by faith that He's heard you, because you know He does, and then act upon the fact that you know God's heard you, and you know that God is speaking to you, and that's a fact. And so you put that in your memory bank, and you seal that door and lock it shut forever. And then what you do is you turn around, and you begin to say, so now that I hear from God, what is it that my heart is pulling me towards? What direction am I really, that keeps on flashing before my eyes? What direction is constantly sort of vibrating in my spirit? What is it that my mind keeps on wanting to focus on in something that I see maybe in the natural that I keep on stumbling upon, or something that I'm seeing or viewing, you know, with my eyes? What is it? Because God will make sure, body, soul, and spirit, that you are either pulled like a magnet, seeing or hearing or somehow feeling, touching, smelling, whatever it is, that you will see the very image or imagery in the mirror effect of your life, what it is God wants for you to do. And so it's not that really hard and difficult, but you have to be able to move in that responsibility to do something about yourself in order to do it. You know, I hear a lot of people tell me, you know, oh, the devil, I'm going through a hard time, the devil's after me, the devil this, the devil that, you know. And first and foremost, I say, sir, first of all, I don't talk about the devil. I don't talk about the devil or sin. That's not the goal of the gospel of good news. The goal of the gospel of the good news is to bring forth the salvation, working out your salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that God has to save you. It's soteria, which means God has saved you from, and it gives a list of things you've been saved from already. So because of that, you've got to move on the other side of the cross, which is the finished work of Jesus, to know, I hear from God. God has already supplied my need. All He's asking me to do, and I can make a list of all the things that He's already done for you and me. But now, since I've done that, I need to move on the other side, the finished work of the cross, to say, now that that has already been done for me and towards me and through me, then I've got to be able to awaken and put action behind that in my belief system to say, what is it, Jeremy, that you desire to do? What is it? Because you can see it, you can feel it, you can hear it, and you know what's there. And then act upon that. And so when I say boundaries, that means that you've got to decide what it is in your life you know you want to do, you need to do in this hour, and build boundaries around that to say, now then, nothing more, nothing less. This is what the word of the Lord is saying over my life. This is the direction for this season. And remember that the season, you know, can come and go, because seasons do come and go. We can look at it through the four natural seasons: winter, spring, summer, fall. You know, within the lives we live in, they, guess what? They're going to come and they're going to go. And no matter how much you pray, they're going to leave. They're not going to stay. And so you have to live in a spontaneous but yet constant law of motion and movement, flow in the Spirit, to know everything in your life has and will continue to shift and change constantly until the day you die. So because of that, you've got to learn to build boundaries around what it is in a season that God is wanting you to do, say, be, feel, speak, do, move into, work at, do whatever it is. And when you begin to say, first and foremost, I've got to, you know, A, deal with my credit, deal with all that money situation. Why? Because the money answers all things, the Bible says. And when it deals with interest rates and deals with credit card debt, guess what, folks? That will cause you to be discouraged, confused, frustrated. It'll suck up all your money. Let's just be real about it. It will suck up and consume all of your money, your energy, your time. You'll be working your rear end off harder. Why? To pay the bills. So, A, get out of credit card debt to where you can clear your mind. You're on top of the game a little bit more, and you're not overwhelmed and drowning in despair layer of debt. Debt is such an enemy. It's a horrible thing. And even though we suffer from lack of knowledge and we take responsibility to say, I did this to myself, guess what? Nobody got you in debt. You got yourself in debt. Are you with me? And because of that, we take on responsibility to say, since I got into debt, guess what? That means I know how to get out of debt. See, it's easy when you think about it, because anything you can get into, you also have the power to get out of. Are you with me? If I go through a door, I have the same power in me to go through the door again. And it might be reversed, but guess what? I have to remember, it was easy for me to get in debt, and it can be easy for me to get out of debt. And so don't let that overwhelm you to look at your life and say, oh man, how did I get here? You know how you got there. You did it to yourself. Nobody came and said, I'm going to put you in debt. You know, so you take responsibility. You say, I know how I got here. I did this to myself. And since I did it to myself, I'm empowered more to know that I created the void. I created the debt for me. So guess what? A, you give God glory in the sense of understanding that I am a creator and I created this debt. As a co-creator in God, I created. So guess what? Give yourself credit for one thing. You created it. Are you with me? And then secondly, then you begin to say, since I created it, then I can create an avenue out of it. I can create for myself, instead of a negative, a positive. And you know, instead of a debit, I can create an asset. And so guess what? Use your creative powers. And what I mean by that is this: the anointing that breaks the yoke that God has already placed in you, use those creative abilities and creative principles that God's already given you to create the opposite of what you've done. And you've got it in you to do it. So when you begin to do that, then you build boundaries for your life. You begin to start creating the life that you're desiring and you're wanting according to what God is nudging you and pulling you towards in His will. And then when you do that, guess what? All things are possible for those that believe and trust in Him. Then you begin to move over into the place of setting a little bit more order into your life. You get into more of a positive pattern as opposed to a negative pattern. You start creating the ability for yourself to begin to start doing things right now. And you're beginning to practice those right principles, so to say. And guess what? What you practice, you begin to build up more. And instead of building up more debt, you're going to build up more assets. You know, spiritually, soulishly, and bodily, and mentally. And even relationally, economically. You will start doing that the more that you start getting a little bit more on top of the game and realizing there's creative abilities by the anointing and the power of God that works in you, and that you can create it because God has willed you to do all things through Christ, who gives you the strength that you need. And through that, guess what happens? You begin to realize, in this season, I'm building boundaries for my life. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. And it doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means you really can do anything you want to do. But on the other hand, though, you choose not to do certain things. Why? Because it's not going to be an asset to you. It's outside of the boundaries that you have create for your life. And here's the thing. When you bow and bend to every rule of thumb, everything that's out there, you know, here's what I say. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes to you and you just say yes to an agreement, guess what? You will burn yourself out. You'll get tired. You'll get, you know, you'll want to run. You'll want to, do this and do that. Why? Because you feel trapped and you feel you drained and you feel confused because you're giving yourself away to everything. One thing you have to remember is don't give yourself away to everything. Give yourself away only to that in which you've built in your boundary system. That in which you've built according to what God wants you to begin to move and live in. You know, the Bible says that in Christ we live, move, and have our being. What does that mean? Guess what? It means you live in a boundary. You live in the boundary of Christ, and in that boundary of Christ is what you live in. It's what you breathe in. It's what you have your being in. So because of that, guess what? Christ built for himself a boundary to give to you, knowing that when you live in the boundary of Christ, then you live in the unlimitedness within the boundary of who he is. Guess what? He's requiring you to do the same thing. And that is build a boundary. Create a boundary for yourself of a territory of what it is you know you need to focus on this season. You know, I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to work on my family. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, one thing I talked to a lady about 3 months ago, she said, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm worn out, you know, in the sense of, and I said, what are you worn out about? Is your body worn out? She said, well, not really. I'm mentally worn out because I'm constantly under a state of debt and I'm constantly under, you know, bills coming in, or I never have enough money to do anything. I said, then why don't you do this? Discipline yourself. and I said, discipline yourself enough to say, for 8 months, for 1 year, for 2 years, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a second job. I'm going to and write it out, create for yourself a tablet to write upon the tablets of your heart and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be able to get a second job, apply all this money to this, you know, bill, or do this and save it for vacation or whatever. And I said, you've got to learn to discipline yourself, because you have to remember that anything in life you want, you can do. There's nothing in life you cannot do unless God just specifically says, don't do this. Okay? And yet, it doesn't mean you still can't do it. It just means you have God's anointing in you to do it and the power to do it. He's just telling you He doesn't want you to. So we want to obey Him. Are you with me? Do you hear what I'm saying? So you still want to obey Him and not do it. But yet, never tell yourself you can't do anything based on your own ability to do it. You can do anything you want to do. You just choose not to do it because you'd rather obey God, or you choose not to do it because you feel in your spirit it's not you for the season. But you need to always put something, and here's what I would call C. Always put something ahead of you or before you that will constantly stretch you. You know, if it's going to the gym in the morning and like you don't want to wake up early, you know, or you don't want to, you know, oh, I get tired easy, so I want to be able to sleep in before I have to go to work, then you're not disciplined. Then you truly don't want to lose weight. You truly don't want to be able to bring forth something in your life that will help you longevity-wise. And therefore, guess what? Here's my mom used to tell me when I was a kid. Therefore, you have no right to complain. Are you with me? Until you've done all. You know, the Bible says, when you've done all, when you've stand, when you've done all, continue to stand. That means what God is saying is this. When you're in the midst of standing and you say, I can't stand anymore, you know what God says? He says, sure you can. Continue to stand. Don't give up. Don't sit down. So God is validating His word in you to say, when you've done all and you're tired and you're worn out, God's not going to baby you. He's going to say, I said to continue to stand. Don't tell me you can't stand. I willed you to stand. You can do as anything you want to do. And so here's what I share with people is you've got to learn to build boundaries for yourself. Get out of the debit or the debt of your life, of anything, even beyond money, of whatever you owe to maybe society, or you owe to, you know, to a man, I've been wanting to clean out, I need to clean the toilets in my church, you've been wanting to do that for a long time, or man, I promised this, you know, elderly lady I'd go watch a movie with her, or I'd spend time with this person, I would rake up leaves for my neighbor. That's your debt, because of the fact you've created that desire, because something convicted you to do it. You need to pay off your debts this season. Folks, pay off your debts in servanthood. And do you see what I'm saying? By serving others, not as a debt in a law way, but as a thing that you know you're called to do, that God has placed in your heart. That way you can walk away empowered more to say, praise God, I did that because I wanted to do it. And I always tell myself this, when there is a debt I build in my life, that debt is considered my conviction, which means I truly owe it to that person. If God's convicted me to do it, I owe it to the situation to do it. So therefore, it becomes my debt. Are you with me? And so what I tell people is this. The third thing on the C thing is what I just said when it deals with understanding boundaries, understanding commitment, understanding responsibility, and discipline. And so discipline says this. Get up early, go to the gym. If you're tired, you have no right to complain, because you can. The Bible says, when you are weak, then are you made strong. You know, when I look at my life and I say, I'm so tired. This is literally what I do, folks. This is no lie. Here's what I do. I either look at myself and just the I create an image before my face, or I look in the mirror or whatever and say, you're not tired. I'm not bringing forth a confession that is so woohoo out there, you know, that I have to speak positive. No. What I'm doing is I'm charging my body to tell it. It does what I tell it to do. Because see, I am in charge of my body. Not my body's not in charge of me. I am a spirit having human experience. Therefore, I am in full, complete control of this body. And what I tell it to do, it has to bow to that. Because I've got the mind of Christ in me. That alone is powerful. And when God's voice says, let there be, by golly, guess what, folks? You better know there's going to be a let there be in the atmosphere. And when my mouth, the power of life and death out of my mouth speaks, you better know there's going to be power of life and there's going to be power of death. You better know that when my body, when my spirit says, I say to you, continue to stand. I said you're going to get up. I said you're going to go to the gym. I said said that you're going to eat correctly today, you're going to eat properly, you're going to eat more organic foods. You know, when you begin to make a declaration of what it is in your life that you want, then you stick with that. Why? Because of the fact that you willed it. You willed it. You created the ability and the boundary and the disciplinary act for yourself to do it. You know, it's easy to look at people, for example, you know, and tell them what to do. But when I look at my own life, I have to, like I remind them in life coaching, is it's easy for me to tell you what to do. But until you have the revelation that you are in control. You are the one telling your body and your life what's going to happen. Does it override God's will? Absolutely not. You have the voice of the Good Shepherd in you who says, look, I want you to be in shape. I want you to eat healthy foods. I want you to live long. As Spock used to say, I want you to live long and prosper. I want you to have long life on this earth. I want you to do this. I want you because I need you in the earth to be fit. I need you in the earth to build boundaries for yourself emotionally, spiritually, relationally. I need you to be in control of your life because a person that's not in control is a person that you do not want to be around. A person that cannot discipline themselves, build boundaries for themselves, get themselves out of debt, and sort of let things go, folks, listen to me now. That's the kind of person that will take you down. Because if you just let it go, I got news for you. I have big news for you. You will do that with everything else in your life. Take responsibility today and realize I have action in my body. I have action in my spirit to make a disciplinary act to obey what God wants me to do because I have one life to live. And this life must be powerful. I need to leave a legacy for those who have watched me in this life, those who will come after me, a legacy that Jeremy disciplined himself. He lived a disciplinary not life. He loved God. He put God first and he put life second. And he saw God in all things, and he saw God in all people, and he learned to live what he preached. And see, you've got to be able to do that. And guess what, folks? You can do that. You can do that. You can begin today to say, you know what? I can get up early. You know, I can get up early, and I can go to the gym, and I can eat healthy foods. You know, I remember a long time ago, I decided to become a vegetarian. It was something that had been on my heart because for me personally, I'm into animal rights. It's just hard for me because of the gruesome, distorted, fragmented, disgusting ways they kill animals, which I won't get into. But if you knew that, you could not have a heart after you heard what they did and still eat. That's just how I feel about it. But I keep that to myself. But yet, for me, it was a conviction. It was like I wanted to become a vegetarian because that's what, it wasn't necessarily a conviction of God. It was just, my heart was just saying, I can't continue to do this and this and this and eat meat with, you know, doing this and this. And so I also wanted to put away fried foods. I wanted to drop, you know, unhealthy other things that I knew just I couldn't make it. You know, it was not the kind of thing God wanted me to do. You know, some certain processed foods. It just, things that I cannot turn around 10 years later and beg God when I have cancer or beg God when I have, you know, Alzheimer's and say, God, help me, deliver me. And God the whole time looks at me and says, but you knew that you're supposed to eat healthier. You never took care of anything I gave you. You see what I'm saying? And so for me, it was that place of, and yes, there's grace, but for me, it was that place of looking to say, why not start now? To where you can look back in your life and say, I did it the way I felt like I needed to do it. And there was disciplinary act in my food, you know, consumption. There was disciplinary act in my, you know, in this part of my life. And so do that today. And guess what I did? When I did it, when I finally stuck to it to have the revelation to say, Jeremy, it's about what you want to do in your life. And all of a sudden, bam, something snapped in me. And guess what? No problem. It was easy for me. It was easy for me to give up, you know, steaks and hamburgers and chicken and everything else. It was easy for me. And so I was able to do what I wanted to do, what I felt like Jeremy needed to do for his own personal life. And I dropped a lot of sweets. I dropped a lot of, you know, fried food, a lot of processed food. And guess what, folks? You can tell, obviously, I'm doing good because I talk 90 miles an hour. But see, I started getting energy again. I started having, my weight is at a great place right now. It's perfect for my age, and I have plenty of energy, momentum. You know why? Because I had to make an act in my life, an action, to say it's either do or die. And the choice is yours. You either do this, discipline your life, build boundaries, get yourself out of any type of debt in your life to where your heart can be free to love and to serve, you know, or either you go to your grave and you've accomplished nothing and you never built anything in your life to say, I said I will not do that. I said I will do that. I said I will complete this. I said I would finish writing this. I said I would do this or this. And I stuck to it. And is it going to be, does it going to mean I'm going to be perfect the rest of my life? No. But you know what? I have something to shoot for every day I wake up to say, thank God today's another day to show myself my responsibility, to prove the action of my creating the boundaries, to stick to that like glue, that I can lay my head at nighttime and say, you know what, the joy of the Lord is my strength, because I was able to do what God wanted me to do today for me as a unique individual. And that's why today I wanted to tell you, today, let's get our house in order, folks. Let's get everything that we need in our lives that you know in your heart God's either convicted you on, or you feel like it's just God has just called you all your life to do. You know, it doesn't always have to be a deep, dark conviction, yeah, if I can call it that. You know, it doesn't have to be a God told me. It can be whatever you feel all your life that God has placed in you to say, for you, I just want to take you this route. Hey, you know, for you, I want you to live here. For you, I want you to eat this. And for you, I want you to do this type of work. And for you, I want you to have this type of, you know, income. You have to be able to know in your heart. And nobody will ever know it like you. But can I, to be honest with you, on a very graceful and yet loving way, people around us, they can see actually what your heart is really selling yourself. You know, people around us can actually look at our lives to see exactly what kind of action we have or don't have, can they not? Because when they look at us and they see us extremely overweight, or they see us, you know, at a place where we never have energy, or they see us where, you know, we're always wanting prayer because we don't have any money, and yet we can look at these things and say, gosh, Lord, total grace, God, on these people. Praise God for grace. But in between grace, guess what? People look at us and they say, wow, that's an undisciplined person. That's a person with no responsibility. Oh, wow, that's a person, you know, who can try to do this or that or this. And so you have to look at your life and begin to understand that there's got to be a time in our lives when we say, enough. And enough is enough. Today I choose. You know, the Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. You know what I like to say? Choose you this day what it is you want, and watch God get the glory. Watch God get the glory. You know, God told me a couple years ago something very powerful. He said, and I don't want to get on weight, because, you know, weight is just one of millions of things we have to deal with every day, is it not? But this is what I feel to talk about for the moment. When it deals with weight, I remember God told me a couple years ago, he said, son, he said, I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care if you can prophesy the paint off the walls. I don't care if you're accurate to every king and Hollywood producer that you prophesy to. That's not what I always look at. I look at everything in your life, because it's so easy. And check this out, folks. I want you to listen to me good and hard for all you charismatic people that think you're so anointed, okay? Because it's so easy to open your mouth and just let it out. So easy. Because let's face the reality, folks. To prophesy takes no really responsibility, because your gifts and callings are without repentance. They're there. They're going to happen. Your preaching style and your ability, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that God is saying, I am so pleased with you, here's more power, more anointing. It doesn't validate our lifestyles. It doesn't validate, you know, the disciplinary acts and responsibility of our lives, folks. It doesn't at all. You know that. And so a child can open his mouth and prophesy, and a child can open his mouth and preach. It's not about that. It's about understanding that God's going to say, but behind closed doors, did you discipline your body? Did you discipline your soul? Did you watch your mouth and how you talked? You know, did you push away the plate when you needed to? Did you do this? Did you take care of the temple I gave you? See that, folks, let's just face it. We can all sit around the table and laugh about it, because we would, to say, man, it's hard. But that, folks, is what God is going to look at us and say, that's what takes some hard work. And so today, are we actually working hard to discipline ourselves, to be the people God wants us to do? Because folks, you know, on the outside, people can look at us and they can tell. In every area of our lives, they can look at us and say, man, that's an undisciplined person. Wow, how do they do that? Wow, listen to that mouth on them cussing like that. Wow, look, they're really overweight. You know, they must be lazy. Isn't that crazy how people do that? It is true. You know, and you might look and say, I'm overweight, but I'm not lazy. You know, or you might say, well, you know, I cuss up a storm, but you know, it doesn't mean I'm have a dirty mouth. You see what I'm saying? Because they tend to go hand in hand. Because people can look and they automatically build up definitions to the whys of what they're seeing. They're built up definitions to what it is they are seeing. And yet we don't go by what we see or feel, but we have to remember that there's something in our lives that we want people to get a first impression? Are you with me? To look at us and say, you know, listen how that person talks. Listen to how they look. Listen, look at how they dress. Look at their actions of how they treat other people. That's the things, folks, that we want people to look at and say, you know what? I can see the image of Christ just bleeding through you in every area, not through your anointed mouth of prophesy or preaching, but in every area of your life. And so get your body to a place where it's glorifying God, folks. Get your stomach of eating the right foods disciplined to where it can truly bring glory to God. Get your debt at a place where you can hopefully, and it might take you some time, folks. We get that. Grace. It might take you some time to get a debt. But get your debt at a place where it can be turned around, flipped around, and glorify God. Get your mouth to where it's glorifying to God. Get your servanthood, the boundaries of servanthood, helping those in need. Gosh, I love to do that with a passion. And is it a sacrifice? Sure it is. But you know what? I love doing it. Get your servanthood to where it's glorifying God. Get it lined up and build that boundary. I believe God is pleased with us when we create boundaries for ourselves to say, this is what I'm going to do and this is what I'm not going to do. And God would say, that's it. You let your yeses be yes and your noes be no, son. That's what I like to hear. And that's what the Bible says. Let your yeses be yes, your noes be know. So today, take what I'm saying. Let the Holy Spirit just begin to minister life to you right now and begin to help you in areas of your life that really need to be disciplined to where your house can be set into motion and set into order and have a build and create a new pattern in this season. I always tell people, when you truly get sick and tired of being sick and tired is when you'll do something about your life. And you know what, folks? It's so true. I find myself there all the time. And I love it. It's a rush for me to be able to look at my life and say, I am in control. The best of my ability, I'm going to try to remain in that place where the enemy is underneath my feet. And the enemy is not always some devil. The enemy is you're overeating, you're overdrinking, you're consuming of lies, you're consuming of gossip, you're consuming of, you know, always never knowing to say no to people. You see what I'm saying? Let your enemy today, put that enemy underneath your feet. You deserve it. You deserve it because you're an amazing, amazing person today and you're loved by God. So today, thank you again for this broadcast, tuning in. I want to encourage each and every one of you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. If you need a prophetic word from God, let me prophesy to you. Seriously, let me prophesy the word of the Lord to you. If you're looking for some schooling, we've got tons of schools. The newest school we just put out is one that you guys really, really, really need to consider. It's by Wayne Sutton and myself. We decided to collaborate together in a course, and the course is called School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training. Folks, this has taken the world by storm. We've had so many hundreds of people download this course and listen to all the modules in it that teaches you how to be an entrepreneur, how to be a leader, what to do with what you have, how to create something out of nothing. I'm telling you, folks, it's hands-on. It's not some scripture that says, God wants you to prosper. We all know that. Or God wants you to be an owner. We know that. It's the idea of hands-on of how to do it. So go today to identitynetwork.net, download. I think it's actually like $38, folks. $38. You cannot beat that. This course is over $200 value, but we decided to make it $38 for you guys today. You get all these modules. I think like 6, 7, 8, 9, I don't know, modules you get downloaded instantly to your email once you go on the website and order it. It's all digital download course. And when you do, it'll teach and train you what you need to know. And it's helping people today. So go get the School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training now at identitynetwork.net or call my office right now and say, please tell me about that entrepreneur school that Jeremy just talked about in this broadcast. Our number at the office is 205-362-7135. 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. Hey, God bless you guys. And until our next broadcast, man, take this to heart and make your life count for something. Take control. You deserve it. God bless.